the static to bring you great radio.
Welcome to Clearing the Static, the radio show that talks about radio. I am the Radio Kid, and I'm here with Bob Cavanaugh for show 2133. And not a lot of news this week, Bob.
No, not a lot of news at all.
No, sadly, you know, we're in a space where not much is happening at all. We have a little bit of news from last week from Valdosta, Georgia, to tell you about to start off with, a format that is on the move for a third time as Southern Communications Black Crow Media moved Rock 106.9 1450 WVLD Valdosta to 93.3 with the launch of its new translator, a 93.3 translator licensed to Valdosta. The translator operates with identical 250 watts, 69 meter facility to the 106.9 translator. Southern Communications has taken the 106.9 signal silent until it sets a new originating signal for the translator. The move marks the third time that Southern Communications moved the Rock brand to a different signal in the market. The station was Rock 108 on 107.9 WWRQ-FM until moving to 1450 in August 2015. The station is currently jockless in morning drive and middays, with local host Sam the Man in afternoons and the syndicated hard drive XL at night. So, what could they do on 106.9 when they figure out what they want to do with it? Well, looking at the Valdosta market, my guess, although it's just a guess, might be classic country. That seems to be the fad going on around here.
Yeah, and that would do well in Georgia.
It would do very well in Georgia.
So, yeah.
Boogers and... Yeah, it would do very well in Georgia. I mean, other than that... let me just go out on a limb here. Soft AC?
Possibly.
I don't know. I'm just throwing darts at the wind here.
Yeah, well, I this is not the only station I know in that market's 95.7. So I
Right. No, I mean, I don't know that much about it either, but we'll just have to see, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to this week's news. What little of it there is, Bob.
Yeah, there was like nothing going on this week.
No.
Breeze through this pretty quick.
We are really going to breeze through this, but we got some developments coming in. So this is how bad the news cycle is. We didn't start getting stuff developing until Wednesday morning in our corner of the universe here. And yeah. And so the first thing is in Denver, Colorado, where Hot 107.1 KFCO on Tuesday started stunting with a wheel of formats as Flip 107, a quite apt name for it. And as of Thursday, Max Media completed the stunting of the station and flipped it to back to classic hip hop Flow 107.1. At 7 a.m. local time Thursday. Now positioning is back in that day. And today, the station launched with Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G-Thang, Juvenile, Back That Thing Up, and Ludacris Southern Hospitality. The station has also announced that Adrian A.D. Scott has joined as operations director. Now, Scott previously programmed Classic Hip Hop 93.5 KDAY Los Angeles from 2005 to 2017. The station has yet to announce an on-air lineup. KFCO was previously Classic Hip Hop from December 2015 until shifting to Rhythmic CHR in June 2018. And so back to Classic Hip Hop, Flow 107.1 again. This signal, it's like I was saying off air, this signal is littered with deja vu.
Yes.
I don't know. This signal is littered with deja vu. First, it goes back to Hot 107. CHR, which is a format that it held for a couple of years back in the like late 2000s, early 10s.
Yeah, about 4 years, I think.
Yeah. And then it goes back to Classic Hip Hop. What the heck? And I was not expecting that. Like, I was expecting, okay, new format.
Yeah. So I guess Classic Hip Hop isn't completely dead yet.
No. My prognostications were wrong on this one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm finding that I'm wrong lately more than I am right. Which is okay. You know, I'm getting older. I'm getting a little more out of touch. But you know, it's not off. You know, the industry experts say it's not often that we see a format return to a signal. Now, I can think of a couple of times where that's happened. The biggest example that comes to my mind is when Citadel pulled the plug on The End in Salt Lake City and brought it back like 9 months later. You know, I had a couple other examples in my head last night. Now they've escaped me, but it's happened a couple of times.
Cube.
Well, okay, but that never really went away.
No, it didn't. That was on 104.9 for until that was sold, and then moved to the HD2. Let me think. Under a branding, under the same branding, I can't think of very many. I can think of several instances where a format has, where a station has flipped formats and then returned to the previous format under a new branding.
Right.
But yeah, no, not, let me think. The only, I can't really think of any, let's see. Yeah, no, I can't really think of any. Actually, we just had that rock
station. The rock station, 94 Rock in Morgantown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that returned.
Yeah.
CBS FM.
Oh, right.
You know.
That's probably the most prominent example.
Yeah. That is the most prominent example.
Yeah.
Literally. You know, wow. But yeah, so Classic Hip Hop, Flow 107, back in Denver.
Yes.
All right, now, we are going to go to a sale that, in my opinion, is sure to lead to a format change in Wheeling, West Virginia. So
yes. I was thinking a couple of format. Well, a rebranding and a format change here.
I'm sure of it. So, Forever selling four stations in Wheeling, West Virginia to Cody Barracks Morningstar Media for $885,000. Morningstar Media will acquire Classic Rock, Rocky 96.5, WRQY. That, I think, is going to change branding.
Yes, I don't think you're going to see a format change there, but it's going to rebrand.
It is going to rebrand. Country, Biggie 100.5, WBGI FM. Classic Hits, Cool 105.5. WUKL, and Classic Country, Willie 1290 100.1 WLIE, and then a translator in Wheeling. Now, the buyer currently operates Classic Hits 106.3 The River, WCDK, and 1450 River Talk. And also on a 100.9 translator, also serving portions of the Wheeling market under the Ohio Midlands group. Now, Forever Media will not completely exit the Wheeling market. The company will retain Classic Country, Willie 103.5 WLYI, which is located in the Wheeling market but targets adjacent Pittsburgh, where it currently holds a 1.5 share. They will also purchase a 94.9 translator from Ohio Midlands News Group for $10. The deal states that the translator will rebroadcast what is now Pickle 1490. See here. WOHI in the area. So here's what I think is going to happen. So that Willie 1290 100.5, that's going to change format to keep it away from this Willie 103.5. That's going to have to change format.
Okay, huh. That's not where the format change I was thinking was going to be.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking 105.5 was going to go away.
You know, and that might go away too. You know what? You might be right about that. That might go away too.
I don't quite understand why 1290, I might see a rebranding coming, but I don't understand why you'd think that would change format. I'm a little bit surprised that they have two Classic Country Willie stations there. Forever had two Classic Country Willie stations in that market.
I have two, but if they're targeting 103.5 at Pittsburgh, and if they consider that to be a Pittsburgh market station, then even though that station's in the Wheeling market, like if that's, we're going to target that at Pittsburgh, I could see why they might do that. I mean, I think it's stupid. I don't think it's a good idea at all, but I'm not Forever.
Right. But I don't really. Maybe a rebranding. Maybe they'd because you don't see a lot of companies, especially you don't see a lot of companies branding their country stations as Willie.
No.
So you might see a rebranding there, but
Well, especially if that's a Forever trademark.
True.
If that's a Forever trademark in the region, then yeah, you're going to see that rebrand.
True, but I don't think it's going. I think it's going to stay Classic Country.
Okay. All right. So you think 105? You think 105.5 will change format completely?
Yes, because they've already got that Classic Hits 106.3.
Right. What do you think it'll change to?
Ooh, I do not know. It's not an area of the country I'm familiar with, so I wouldn't know where holes are.
My bit, probably, I think, CHR.
Okay.
Wheeling? It's such a rural, yippie, hippie, yuck town. It doesn't have a CHR right now.
Okay. Well, I'll go with you on that.
All right, then. So that's what I am predicting. That is what I am prognosticating.
Okay.
All right. We got one little more bit of news for you here on the program today. This is it. So what we talked about last week, we either talked about it last week or we talked about it with Pemberton. I don't remember, but we talked about
it. It must have been last week, so I remember.
Been last week, yes. Okay. The sale of Classic Country, 95.9 The Legend in Terre Haute, Indiana, which is WVIG, to Educational Media Foundation, DLC Media has announced that it will move the format to one of its other signals in the market while making changes at two of its other stations. The Classic Country Legend brand will move to what is now Variety Hits 105.5 Jack FM WZJK, with the WVIG call letters will shift there as well. 105.5 will also become the new home in the market for Indiana State University sports. Some element of WZJK will shift to Rock, The Rock 92.7 WFMB Brazzle, as that station will pick up the Bob and Tom show for mornings. A Jack with Bob and Tom? Okay. As that station will pick up Bob and Tom and become the Terre Haute affiliate for Indiana University sports. DLC Media will also relaunch Standards 1330 WAMB 106.9 Translator and 99.9 Translator as Soft AC The Breeze. These changes will begin to take effect later this month, according to Radio Insight. There won't be any Jack, but it looks like, yeah, a lot of the sports assets are moving.
Yes.
And that seems to be the main draw.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I just tried to stand up, stepped on my own headphone cord, which jerked my head forward a bit.
Oh.
It really hurt, like whiplash.
Ugh. Oh. Yeah, I think that translator's 99.5, by the way.
Yes, you're right about that, because 99.9 is the big country station in Terre Haute.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like Jack's hitting the road in Terre Haute, Indiana.
In Terre Haute, yeah, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wow.
Another format shuffling. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of format shuffling going on there in that market. And this probably isn't over. Now, we'll see. But I don't know. This might not be over.
Oh, you think there's more coming?
There might be more coming from other companies in the market.
Okay. Maybe.
Very much maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the news. Now, we are going to talk, we are going to move now to the FCC auction that took place. We've been talking a little bit about the auction. And you had some comments about the auction. So I'm going to read what I have here about the auction, and you can make comments as you wish. I'll let you, you go ahead and chime in when you have something to say about it.
Okay.
All right. So the auction, the latest auction which is 109 of 136 FM signal, or and 4 a.m. signals has come to an end after 8 days and 36 rounds of biddings, with 97 of the potential licenses has won. The auction brought in $13,770,950 in bids, with a net of $12,044,000 with the use of bidding credits. The two biggest items in the auction accounted for most of those proceeds, with iHeartMedia bidding $6,146,000 for the Class B 107.9 Sacramento allocation, which was surrendered by Entercom in 2017, and Tabasa Montamez's Radio Brands Incorporated offering $3,080,000 for the Class C 104.1 Sanger, Texas, that Cumulus Media turned into the FCC in 2013. Montes is the CEO of Empex Brands, which owns chain restaurants and 7-Eleven franchises across the country, and recently acquired the AU Bond paint chain. He also owns 50% of 700 KHSE Wally 104.1 translator in the Dallas market. Now, Nelson Rodriguez wins the Savannah, Georgia market, 99.3 Pembroke GA Class C1 for $400,000. Other high bids include Ginsella bidding $395,000 for Class A on 106.9 in Fort Walton Beach. Sanford Cohen's ITM LLC paying $266,000 for a 106.3 Class A in Desert Hills, California, and $190,000 for Class B on 103.9 in Essex, California, and Tracy Wood bidding $212,000 for a, going by so fast, 101.1 Cupville, Washington, and $194,000 for 93.5 in Illimit, California. After falling second to iHeartMedia for the 107.9 signal for in Sacramento, EMF came away with just a Class A on 103.3 Shelter Island, New York, covering the east end of Long Island for an $88,000 bid. Mariah Cool's Makedesh Media Group won the most allocations, netting 7 signals in Texas, including the 101.5 Crystal Beach, Texas allocation that's Cumulus surrendered in 2015 after the former KSTB was destroyed by Hurricane Ike. The 4 St. Louis area stations that were added to the auction went without receiving a bid. Other noticeable allocations that did not receive a bid were 94.1 Keysville, New York, that would have covered Burlington, Vermont, and 102.9 Battleman Mason Code, due to their high $75,000 bid opening requirement. Well, here's the thing. If you wouldn't put these bids so high, FCC, maybe somebody else could afford them. But no, you got to make as much money as possible by being stupid and all that other stuff. Let's go to, you know, whatever is in the auction here. So this is the full list of provisional bids. And this is what you wanted to comment on, right, Bob?
Yeah. So I'm going to go down a list of how are we going to do this? We're going to read whole list,
yeah,
or
so. Yeah, I will read you the list, and if you've got something to say, I mean, we've got time upon time.
Right, we do.
Sadly.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read the list of bids and you can comment on it if you want. I don't, you know,
okay.
I don't have much to say about them. So,
okay. Yeah. I have some to say about some of them, but
okay.
Not very many of them.
All right. So for $6,146,000, 107.9 Sacramento, California, it's a Class B going to iHeartMedia Licenses.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about that one.
I don't either, but that's going to be, that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one, and iHeart apparently already has plans for it.
Yes, they do, and we don't know what those plans are, because they're trying to stump the radio trades already.
Yes.
Now this
they registered domains for it like as soon as they won that bid.
Yeah, winning round. Okay, so all right, so that was won in round 20.
Yeah.
Now for $3,080,000, 104.1 Sanger, Texas. That's a C3, and it goes to Radio Brands Incorporated, and it was won in round 16. All right, moving on.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that one.
All right, I'll just keep going down these, and if you don't have anything to say, you just go. $400,000. 99.3 Pembroke, Georgia. It's a C1. Nelson Rodriguez won that in round 17. That's going Spanish, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
With a name like Nelson Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Duh! For $395,000... A 106.9 Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It's a Class A going to Eugene Seller. That's a name I'm not familiar with. I don't know who that is, but he won that in round 10.
Yeah, a lot of these names I'm not familiar with.
Me either. Of course, now what they probably could be is like individuals associated with different companies that we don't know.
Right.
And they're bidding under their actual names. That's what that could be, too. For $266,000, a 106.3 in Desert Hills, Arizona, it's a Class A ITM LLC, one in round 19. And no, we're not talking about in the middle.
Yeah.
That died a long time ago. So I don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah, I don't either.
For $212,000, 101.1, Coopville, Washington, Class A.
It's pronounced Coopville, by the way.
Coopville, okay. And that is won by a Tracy K. Wood, and that was won in round 10.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that went for $212,000. That is a crappy thing. I don't even know why that got allocated, to be honest, because... Coopville is on the north end of Whidbey Island, and you basically have a straight shot to Vancouver, where you already have a Class C 101.1 that is going to get obliterated. That new station in Coopville is going to get obliterated very, very quickly.
Well, I'm going to say something really selfish. Maybe Tracy K. Wood will get tired of it and either donate it to me or at least put us on in overnights because they don't know what else to program it with.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Hey, hey, Tracy, Mr. Mrs. Wood, whatever Tracy's a gender neutral name. Email me, radioserenamail@gmail.com. Let's talk.
Right.
If you're listening. oh, God. So for $194,000, a 93.5 in Elamut, California, Class A, Tracy K. Wood also bid and won that bid for 10 in round 10. I want to know who this Tracy K. Wood is.
Okay. Yeah.
I that's not a name I know.
Yeah, I don't know that name either. But like I said, I don't know a lot of these names. So.
All right. Exactly. So for $190,000, a 103.9 in Essex, California, it's a Class B ITM LLC won that again. Okay, moving on. $138,000, 97.3 in Orange, Massachusetts. It's a Class A Stephen Wendell. Okay, Stephen Wendell, that is, they are associated, or he is associated, with a company called Northeast Broadcasting.
Okay.
That is, or not Northeast, I'm sorry, that's Steve Silberberg. Great Eastern.
Oh. Okay.
Great Eastern. So that's anyone's guess what that could be doing. Okay. But that's a restoration of a 97.3 license that was deleted.
Yes, it is. We talked about that on the program when it was deleted.
Yes. So that was one in round seven for 129. Okay, if I can.
That was a classic hit station, wasn't it?
Yes, it flipped from soft AC to classic rock before it got deleted. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For $129,000, 100.9 in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, it's a C3. The Salvation Poem Foundation Incorporated, they won that in round 23. They are a Christian entity.
Yes, they bought that 104.9 in La Crosse, didn't they?
They did. I believe it's a Christian preaching network they own.
Yeah, they got a few stations in this auction.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. So we'll see them come up again.
Yeah.
For $124,000, a 101.3 in Pigeon, Michigan. It's a Class A Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Well, that's because Michigan looks like a thumb in a mitten. That's where that name comes from.
Yes.
that was one in round 19. All right, Bob is silent, so we will continue. For $95,000, a 98.9 in Albany, Texas. It's a Class A West Tex Towers Incorporated. They won that in round 24. What is a tower company doing with a broadcast facility?
They come up again too. So they're going to be LMA'd to something, to somebody.
Yeah, that would be my guess too. For $91,000, 96.3 in Houghton, Michigan, C1, Houghton Community Broadcasting won that. And they won that in round 13.
Yeah, that will probably be some sort of locally focused station. Probably, my guess is one of these full service ACs that it seems like every small market has.
Yes, that would be my guess too. That would be my guess too. Because, yeah. So for $89,000, 104.9 in Maryville, Missouri, it's a C3, Eagle Communications Incorporated, and they won that in round 19.
Okay, yeah, locally, they own a number of stations across Missouri and Oklahoma, so.
Do they? Okay, all right. For $88,000, 103.3, Shelter Island, New York, A. It's a Class A Educational Media Foundation, and they won that in round 4. K-Love.
Yep. Actually, they don't use that jingle anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
At top of hour. They changed. They got rid of the Charlie Van Dyke legals because they lost the rights to use Charlie Van Dyke's voice. So if you listen at top, Yeah, they're using that jingle now at top of hour.
Oh, they're back to the old IDs.
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
I haven't listened to 97.9 in a while, so I heard them, they were using Charlie Van Dyke, but I think that was last fall.
Okay, yeah, the contract ran out in January or February.
Okay.
2021, and since they weren't using him for much, basically the way I understood it, like he said, hey, either use me more or terminate this.
Yeah, he was the voice of K-Love Classics, but when they shut that network down.
Right. Right, exactly. And well, originally he was supposed to be one of the voices on the main network. And they never put him into he had like little bits and blurbs here and there, but they never really put him into full use on the main network.
Oh, interesting.
I'm thinking, why not? You got a great talent like CVD, and you like, and you're not putting him in use on the main network? Why not?
Right.
God, that's just wrong. All right. So goodbye, any East End coverage of 103.1 WBZO. Okay. For $85,000, 101.5 in Crystal Beach, Texas. It's a Class A, and it goes to McKettish Group Corporation and was won in round 20.
Yeah, I don't understand how they think they can get this on the air if Cumulus could.
All they'd have to do is apply for a new tower site, get a construction crew out there, and there you go.
Yeah, but Cumulus could have easily done the same thing. And they've got, I'm guessing they have deeper pockets than...
They do, but maybe Cumulus didn't want to spend the money on it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know? We are talking about... Remember, Bob, we are talking about the Dickey-era run Cumulus.
Yeah, and Cumulus doesn't have anything else in Houston anymore, so...
No.
They've got that 104.1, but that's it, and I'm really surprised they haven't tried to unload it yet, so...
No. I am too, but that's... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but there we go
with that. So for $85,000, a 95.3 in Teague, Texas, C3, Maximum Frequency LLC. They won that in round 8. Max Frequency, wow, okay, that's weird. All right.
Okay.
For $83,000, 102.7 in Milano, Texas. It's a Class A. That again goes to Max Frequency LLC, and they won that in round 8. For $78,000, 98.9 in Lake Isabella, Michigan. It's a Class A, and it goes to Smile FM. They won that in round 5. Smile FM is a Christian broadcaster in Michigan. They primarily cover the state of Michigan.
Yes.
For $76,000, 106.3, Maplesville, Alabama. It's a Class A, and it goes to WKLF LLC. They won it in round 13.
I wonder if those call letters will wind up on that thing.
Probably, if there isn't already a WKLF. You know what? We'll look that up in a minute.
Yeah.
For the $64,000 frequency, 103.5 in San Isidro, Texas. It's a Class A, and it goes to Xavier Entertainment, LLC. And that was won in round 18. Xavier being a Latin name. I wonder if that's going to go either Hispanic or Catholic.
Yeah, I wonder if they're actually trying to form a network here, because they won a number of allocations in Texas.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. All right. So for $60,000, 103.9 Dunkerton, Iowa, it's a Class A and it goes to VCY America Incorporated. And it was won in round one.
Okay. So we know what that's going to be.
Yeah. Fifth for $58,000, 103.1 in Cramden, Wisconsin. It's a Class A. And it was won by the Salvation Poem Foundation Incorporated in round 22. See you above.
Yes.
For $58,000, 102.9 in King City, California. It's a Class A and was won by Dimes Media Corporation in round 12. Now, we're familiar with Dimes Media. They own several stations in the San Jose area and Northern California.
Yes, so that would be in addition to their cluster there in King City.
Yes, it would. For $56,000, 102.9 in Narrowsburg, New York, it's a Class A, won by Bold Gold Media Incorporated, and that was won in round four.
Okay, do you have any speculation on that? These are the same people that own WELJ, right?
Yes. I had to think about that, but yes.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to watch. I don't really have any speculation on what that will do, but...
Right. No, wait. WELJ? No. That's Bold Media. Okay. Bold Gold Media. So they own stations in Scranton. They own... WWRR, they own, they own the 630, the ESPN sports affiliation down there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who that is.
So is this station going to add to that, their Scranton, cluster then, or...
It's going to add to, they own a Thunder Country 102.1 up in that region.
Okay.
So it's going to add to that.
Okay.
All right. So for $54,000, 100.1 in Ludlow, California, it's a B1. William R. Linnert won that in round 30. All right, moving on. Okay,
yep.
$51,000, 99.9 in Custer, Michigan. It's a Class A, won by Hit Radio Media LLC in round 17. I like the name.
Yeah, I wonder if that means it'll go CHR.
Could be. Yeah. For $50,000, 94.5, Sagaponack, New York. It's a Class A, and that was won by Bark Out Loud Dogs Media LLC in round two. So that would be an additional signal to WLNG. So yes. I predict that's going to do something a little more contemporary.
Yes.
For them, making them a two-station cluster. For $49,000, 97.3, Bugatta, Texas, Class A, Max Frequency LLC again, round six. For $48,000, 104.3, Islany, Texas, Class A, Two-Way Communications LLC, I like that name, round 22. Moving on. $47,000, 93.5, Carrizo Springs, Texas. It's a Class A, won by Xavier Entertainment LLC in round 11. For $46,000, 97.7, Cross City, Florida. It's a C3, and it was won by Circuit Works Incorporated, round 7. All right, moving on. $45,000, 102.9, Randsburg, California. It's a Class A, ENT Incorporated in round 32. $45,000, 97.3, Colinka, California. It's a B1. It was won by Nelson Gomez in round eight. Given where that is and given the name, it's probably going to go with some kind of Spanish language programming.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
All right. For $45,000, 101.7 in New Augusta, Mississippi. It's a Class A, won by Blakeney Communications Incorporated in round one. For $39,000, 93.3, Anekama, Michigan. Susan S. Henderson won that in round 12. For $38,000, 99.9 in Connie, Michigan. It's a Class A. And Susan S. Henderson won that again in round 14. That's probably going to be a pairing of hers.
Okay.
Yeah. For $37,000, 99.7, Messinville, Wyoming, of all places.
Medicine Bow, I think that
Medicine
is.
Medicine Bow, yes, Wyoming. C3, Nanette Valdez-Schwartz won that in round 30.
Round 30. I'm surprised that went to that many rounds.
Yeah, so am I. Oh, my God. For $37,000, 92.1 in Cottonwood, California. It's a Class A Bustos Media Holdings.
That round will go Spanish.
That will go Spanish. $36,000, 104.5 in, how do you say this? Calidas, Washington?
I think that's how you say that. I've never heard of that.
K-A-H-L-O-T-U-S, Washington. It's a Class A. Again, it's on 104.5. And the winner of that is Zena HD Solutions.
That will probably go Spanish.
Okay. Okay. And that was one in round 28.
I'm not really sure where that is. I think that's in southeastern Washington, though.
Okay. Okay. So would that do okay there if that went Spanish?
Yeah, that would do just fine.
Okay. So for $35,000, 98.7 in Wells, Texas, it's a Class A. That goes to American Broadcasting of Texas, 12. Forgive me here, conservative talk.
Okay.
I got a feeling.
Yeah.
$35,000, 95.1, Trout Lake, Washington. It's a Class A going to, oh God, Sunnylands Broadcasting, and one in round 10.
They're going to LMA that to someone else.
Yeah, they will. So just expect that.
Yep.
$34,000, 100.7 in Caliente, Nevada. It's a Class A. And that is won by SSR Communications Incorporated in round 28. Moving on, for $32,000, 100.7 in Premont, Texas. It's a C3, won by Christian Ministries of the Valley Incorporated in round 13. So we know what that's doing, and I'm not even, I have no, yeah, no. For $31,000, 97.9 in Englewood, Tennessee. It's a Class A, won by Smile FM. They're out of their territory a little bit in one in round 10. For $29,000, 107.5, West Rutland, Vermont. It's a Class A, won by Vermont Public Company. I wonder what that's going to be. One in round one.
My guess is that will be added to the state NPR network.
Probably, probably. For $28,000, 96.1 in Chamer, New Mexico, a C3. That was won by Richard M. Glover in round 23. For $25,000, 106.9, Carrizo Springs, Texas, it's a Class A, by Makadesh Group Corporation. That was won in round 20. for $25,000, 92.9 in Rockford, Iowa. It's a Class A, won by VCY America Incorporated in round one. We know what you'll be doing.
Mm-hmm.
For $25,000, 95.5 in Edgefield, South Carolina. It's a Class A, won by Glory Communications Incorporated in round one. Again, we know what you'll be doing, religious programming.
Yep, I believe they also own 104.5 in the Greenville, New Bern, Jacksonville area of North Carolina.
Yes, they do, I believe. For $25,000, 100.9 in Westfield, New York, Class A, the Erie Radio Company, LLC, that was won in round one, assuming that Erie Radio Company can make its payments.
Yes, assuming they can actually do that. Remember the story we had a couple of years ago after the last auction, that Classic Hit Station was going to move from 88.5. I would not be surprised if that is tried again.
I would, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, that's owned by the Lecom Pathosteric of Medicine, which is doing a Classic Hits network. So what are they going to do if Mr. Rick Rambaldo takes that from them?
So they're running, isn't that the only, because they're running that, and then in the only other station they've got is in Florida, right? Or have they got more in Pennsylvania?
Well, they just bought that one in Corey, remember?
Oh, that's right.
That they were going to join up to that network.
Okay.
So I don't think Rambaldo will try Classic Hits again.
Okay.
Or if he does, he's going to do it in competition with 88.5.
Okay.
So no, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's probably going to be Classic Rock. I don't think there's there is a Classic Rock station in that market, but it's iHeart Run now, so it's not really any good. So I think
was on 100.9 actually. So
yeah. So he might try that. So moving on here, $25,000 bid, 101.5 in New Albany, Mississippi. It's a Class A, won by Kennedy Broadcasting LLC in round one. $25,000, 106.1, Avondale, Illinois. It's a Class A, won by Gallisburg Broadcasting Company in round one. $21,000, 95.1, Hale Center, Texas. It's a C1, and it's won by Juan C. Mattis Barreto in round one. Going Spanish, I would guess.
Yeah.
$20,000, 94.7, in Overgard, Arizona. It's a C1, Estrella Broadcasting LLC, round one. It's going Spanish as well. Estrella, yep, meaning star in Spanish. $20,000, 99.5 in Bregina, Utah. It's a Class A. It's going to Kent M. Franson, and it was won in round one. For $19,000, 92.3 in Hugo, Colorado. It's a Class A, and that's going to Scarborough Radio, LLC. That was won in round 27. Holy moly. For $19,000, 98.9 in Rissen, Arkansas. It's a Class A, going to Deltaplex Radio, LLC, won in round 20. For $18,000, 93.5, Roscoe, Texas. It's a Class A, won by West Tex Towers Incorporated in round one. For $17,000, 92.3 in Tucson, Arizona. It's Tucson, Arizona. Okay, C1, Estrella Broadcasting LLC, round 15. For $17,000, 94.5 in Bruce, Mississippi. It's a Class A. It was won by SSR Communications, and it was won in round 15. For $16,000, 98.1 in Bellard, Nebraska. It's a Class A, one by Flood Communications West LLC, one in round one. That's going to join a cluster of stations. Flood is a statewide owner in that region.
Yes. And getting back to that Arizona one, I had to do a double take on that too.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. I almost thought it was Tucson. Nope.
Yeah,
nope, nope.
But that wouldn't work really, because there's that would be too close to is there a 92.1 in that market?
I, you know what, I think there is.
Yeah, so that would not work.
That would not work. All right, so for $15,000, 99.1 in Gatlin, North Dakota, C1, and that was won by Jordan Zeller in round one. For $15,000, 100.5 in Fort Stockton, Texas, it's a Class C, won by the McAdish Group Corporation in round one. For $15,000, 104.1 in First Mesa, Arizona. It's a C, so it's going to serve the Phoenix area. And that was won by Across Nations in round one. Native American Tribal, maybe?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. For $10,000, 95.9 in Skyline Ganapa, New Mexico. It's a Class A, won by Don Davis in round one. For $10,000, 97.3 in Jefferson, New Hampshire. It's a Class A, won by Lakes Media LLC, round one. So that's a name we know. They're in the region. So that'll join, that'll be formatted with something in a cluster of stations. For $10,000, 98.5 in Fort Bragg, California, it's a B1, and that is won by Ruben Broadcasting Incorporated in round one. For $10,000.
Does Ruben own anything else?
I don't know. That's not a name I'm familiar with.
They did own that that 93.7 in Bend that eventually was sold to 24/7 Ministries.
Okay. Okay. So maybe they'll build it, LMA it or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know enough about them. For $10,000, 105.3 in Huntington, Utah. It's a C3, won by Eastern Utah Broadcasting Company in round one. For $9,800.
Probably another locally focused station.
Probably, yes. For $9,800, 94.5 in Cotego, California. It's a Class A, won by Nix Communications Incorporated in round 18. For $9,200, 99.3 in Marbleton, Wyoming. It's a C1, won by Wind River Broadcasting Incorporated in round 12. For $7,600, 92.7 in Tonopah, Nevada, it's a Class A, won by RecipeDO.com LLC in round 13. And oh my God, is that correct?
Yeah, we are out of time.
Well, we filled up the time. You know what? Can we have a crack at this next week?
Sure.
We'll resume this next week?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. So until then, look forward to some more stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Independently owned and operated by Serena Alexia Kyle, CTS Productions. Clearing the static to bring you great radio.